The other big story of the day, we're following the crisis in the NBA, which is in crisis mode nearly 3 days after racially charged comments surfaced on TMZ, purportedly of Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling. The league says it will hold a news conference tomorrow. It'll announce the next step in dealing with the controversy that has many players and fans angry. And joining us live to talk more about it is John Feinstein, CBS Sports Radio talk show host and author of many books, including Where Nobody Knows Your Name, Life in Baseball's Minor League. Hey, John, great to have you here on WTOP. Thanks so much.
Debbie, good to talk to you.
Hey, so virtually everyone connected with this basketball story has condemned Sterling. What, in your opinion, needs to happen at this point?
Well, I think the NBA better move quickly. They better not announce tomorrow that Adam Silver's appointing a committee to investigate. I think they need to take immediate action, unless by some chance this isn't Mr. Sterling on the tape. Now, he has not in any way denied that it's him, and there seems to be no indication that it's not him. So if it is in fact him, they need to get him suspended from any contract with the Clippers right away and make moves to force him to sell the team. There's no other way to go.
What can the NBA do, though? Because it seems like the commissioner does have limited power here. And how important is it that we have a new commissioner here, not David Stern, who obviously held a lot of clout for those 30 years?
Well, I think ultimately, John, it's really up to the owners. Remember, the commissioner works for the owners. And the other 29 owners need to get together and say, this is really bad for our league. This is going to engulf our playoffs. We've got great playoff series going on, one of the better first rounds in a long, long time, and nobody's talking about it. People are talking about this. And I think the owners should be smart enough to understand that. And you can't have guys like Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, tweeting and saying, well, this is a bad thing, but I'm just focused on our next game. That's not gonna hold water with anybody at this point.
But, John, I wonder, is there sort of a pervasive sentiment that the owners are this old boys club and that there's a mentality there, and so we don't expect, really, the owners to come out against him?
I think that, Debbie, the pressure is going to be overwhelming. I think what you might see happen, as my colleague Sally Jenkins mentioned in her column in the Post this morning, is you could see the players, not just the Clippers players, but all the players get together and say, if you do not take decisive action, we're not playing. I could actually see that happening because this is such an emotional issue with so many people. I just wish the nickname of the football team here in Washington was as emotional an issue, because it's an equally divisive issue, or should be. But of course, African Americans are far more important financially in sports than American Indians are.
It's a very interesting comparison. We have seen a lot of other owners go down this route in the past, and they've ended up having to sell their teams.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain line you just can't cross, John, and especially publicly. And if you hear the tape, which I'm sure you both have, I mean, it makes your stomach churn when you hear him speaking this way. Plus, Donald Sterling has history in this area, as you know. He's been a slumlord. He's spoken and said terrible things about minorities in the past. He was involved in a lawsuit where he had to pay millions of dollars because of that. It's not as if his entire record is as a great leader in the area of civil rights, and all of a sudden he says these extraordinarily distasteful things. He has a record here that is not a good one, and I think that will come home to roost, too, in addition to these comments.
John, it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow, for sure. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Okay, my pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. John Feinstein is the CBS Sports Radio talk show host and author of many books, including Where Nobody Knows Your Name, Life in Baseball's Minor League.
It's 12:36.